I find myself with a bit of similarity with Paul Keating, Bob Carr, even Malcolm Turnbull, in that Gareth Evans, in denouncing just what a stupid idea AUKUS is from the very start, but realising it's just a component of the US attempt to get proxy countries to actually help and be in the front line of the wars it wants to keep on continuing, which it's been doing for the last 200 odd years or so. So that's the sort of background of it. But very specifically, I mean, there has been a submarine base here for quite some time on Garden Island, and we've been fighting with this, you know, sending submissions, everything about them setting up a controlled industrial facility, they call it, but a place to store radioactive waste. So this was first touted for Garden Island, and we did all the submissions, but I think it's been approved there. But recently they've announced that on the mainland coast opposite Garden Island, across Coburn Sound, they're going to make a defence zone out of what is now a civilian marine complex, although there is a BAE facility there which does service, you know, warships and things. But the intention is to make at least part of that a defence compound, where they will build dry dock facilities to take nuclear submarines. But the questions have not been answered yet. Are they going to build another radioactive storage place there for all the radioactive waste that comes from servicing nuclear-powered submarines? Are they going to collect it there? Are they going to put it on a barge and send it across to Garden Island, across Coburn Sound, in a east-west direction, considering that the Fremantle is considering shifting its main shipping port south of here? So you'll have all these huge super tanker type ships coming from north to south, and, you know, barges of radioactivity going. That's speculation, of course, but no one has told us what they're going to do with the radioactive waste on the mainland in this city of Coburn. So we're trying to find out, and the only answers we get are saying, oh, this has not been worked out yet. And like a lot of the answers of the military, in fact, late last year, early this year, the Department of Defence had so-called information sessions for the public, but they didn't advertise it. We just found out about indirectly because someone who works in a library, they noticed application by the Department of Defence for people to come along. We went along, hardly any other people were there, and started asking embarrassing questions, which everyone said they don't know. But this was just an exercise to tick boxes that they've had public consultation, no problem. And this has been what we've been fighting about in Stop AUKUS. It's basically an education campaign to educate people about all these little snippets of information that come out, and you know, about all the jobs going to be created and everything. But of course, most jobs for nuclear powered submarines require very specialist type people with clearances for defence, clearances to handle radioactivity, all this sort of stuff. So there won't be many long-term jobs. There'll be temporary construction jobs, yeah. But they're trying to, and this Coburn Council also is trying to project all the jobs coming, stimulate the local business, everything, but completely not talking about the risks involved. You know, in our reading and research, we've noticed that in places like in, particularly in England, where information is available, in most countries with nuclear submarines, information is just not available. But in UK, it does get out, particularly from Scotland, who are not very loyal to the British anyway. Literally hundreds of what they call radioactivity accidents, some very minor, but some requiring, you know, evacuations, everything. And just the other day, where they're building a nuclear submarine, caught on fire. So all these things go on. There's 9 nuclear submarines sitting in various parts of the ocean with their casings corroding. And what's going to happen to the high-level uranium inside, we don't know. Well, I can guess, but...
And how have you found that the council has responded? You were just saying before that you were outside here in front of the library and also the council. Well, how have they replied to your concerns as a citizen?
Well, as they say here, oh, the defence handles all this. You know, we just handle all the... We'll handle the logistics of building, and of course they've got to make a whole lot of new roads and everything to cater for, you know, all the increased traffic, increased numbers of people. There's a big housing crisis here, like most of Australia, that the numbers of homeless in this part of the world, southern part of the Perth metropolitan area, I mean, it's absolute records. And how they're going to accommodate the... They're bringing in 700-odd American people. So not local jobs, it's jobs for Americans, actually. Mm. But they're not... you know, that... Well, I must tell you one thing, that all the relevant councils, the Coburn, the Rockingham, Kwinana, Fremantle... They were given a junket to the USA to learn, to San Diego, to learn how San Diego copes with having nuclear submarines in San Diego, how they look after all the people there, the advantages to the economy, everything like that. But they didn't tell us that it's our taxpayers' money that actually funded that, $14,000 of our... My money helped them go there. So they've been indoctrinated. So we're fighting a battle to unindoctrinate them. And so it's doubly hard. You know, well, it's like many political things. You give a bit of money, a bit of scratch on the back, and they're on your side, yeah. So that is one thing we're fighting about, to actually get across the idea of risk. Okay, you may get some jobs, but there are these risks of radioactive accidents, spillage, whatever. I mean, it's known generally that this happens. Okay, all of this AUKUS thing is, it's America actually targeting China so that Americans can stay economically in charge of the world.
It's their military economy, so they can fight their wars through other people and just supply the ammunition.
This is what it's all about. The other major problem here is that targeted to an eventual war on China, which that's what the American military think will inevitably happen. So when it does happen, the first thing China is going to do is send missiles here to Garden Island, to Henderson, to Pine Gap in the middle of Australia.
To Darwin, to...
To Tyndall Air Base. They'll be the first targets because China won't want to directly go to the US. They want to take out their foreign bases first. And so, we're trying to say, well, you're making yourself a target here. So that's the two main concerns we have about safety. And apart from all the other concerns about, there's ecological concerns about churning up Coburn Sound and all the wildlife above and below the sea that would be disturbed. And then there's the economic disturbance that would occur in catering for all these 700 plus American sailors building their nice accommodation and forgetting about the homeless people who really need it.
And not even just the homeless, but also the working class. I grew up in this area, and coming back to it 14 years later, come back to it to see a lot of it, a lot more of it in disrepair. Mm-hmm. And not just roads, but houses, schools. Mm. And I mean, we sit outside in front of a library and schools that are in desperate need of public funding. And yeah, our taxes go to military contracts.
Yeah. And another thing about Henderson, I mean, now it's a civilian marine facility, basically. Most of those industries would have to move somewhere else or just stop operating, which would mean a loss of the jobs there for that. And to what extent it will be compensated by building the, you know, all the defence facilities, not clear. This is the basic problem we're trying to tackle in Stop AUKUS WA. There's also, we're associated with Nuclear Free WA, which historically 50 years or so have been concentrated on stopping uranium mining in WA, which they've done so far. And Conservation Council WA, who are primarily concerned about environmental effects, which also includes, you know, radioactive waste.
And that's what's been revealed even in these new leaks that have come out, where the plans to actually amplify the capacities for Western Australia to take radioactive waste have been amplified. So we're now here in on this side of Australia able to take the waste of countries like America. You mentioned the rotting husks of these nuclear submarines. Well, they're going to find a home.
Yeah, we did have one little success on the bill for nuclear submarine safety, which recently passed the Parliament. The little success was that that Australia would only be taking, you know, the low-level nuclear waste from American, British ships as well as Australians. Ships, if they come, they won't come though. But they definitely will not take the high level waste at the end of the life of these submarines. But Australia is still sort of stuck with that. If they do get a Virginia class submarine and submarines of their own, which they won't actually, but you know, it's opened up to taking high level nuclear waste here in Australia. And in Australia, for the last, since I first did a radioactive course in, radioactivity course in 1968, they still haven't found a place to permanently put that just hospital level, research level radioactive materials with a longer half-life. Still haven't found, and anywhere they've tried, the First Nations people have said, hey, wait a minute, this this is our sacred land here.
And have suffered the effects of, like, genetic...
Well, they know all about it. They're sitting through the Maralinga bomb tests and everything of the British. So they have plenty to thank the British for, yeah. But no, that nowhere in the world have they found a place to safely, permanently put high-level nuclear waste from submarines or anywhere. From Finland is most advanced, but their facility won't be ready for years, apparently. I mean, it's got to be way, way underground and with all sorts of protections. They tried in the US, there was a fire which cancelled that thing. You know, what to do with the nuclear waste. We have to try and educate people about these things. And in Scotland, in Northern England, all the British nuclear subs that have been retired, still tied up there in the harbour, slowly rusting away. They don't know what to do with them. I must say the government is happily willing to accept all these sort of problems. And basically we've got a lot of educating to do about what other people have tried and failed, and shall we do the same? Yeah.
And what's been the response from the local community? When you talk to people, are they very informed or very curious or...?
Absolutely ignorant of what's going on. As I said earlier, there's supposed to be information programs at libraries, everything like that. No, it's only in the right-wing press saying all the wonders of AUKUS and all the benefits. That's the only thing that most people are exposed to. And just this morning we had a collecting petitions down at Bibra Lake where people run round, and most of the people completely unaware of if you live in Coburn, just over there, you're going to have, you know, nuclear ships pulling up and being serviced and so on. No idea about it. Only down in Rockingham I understand that people are becoming aware because of the activities of our group, actually, of having stalls and getting petitions, approaching councils. We got a special electors meeting we put in the other day for that, and we have a petition to this council for Coburn, and each of the, you know, the local councils, Rockingham, Cronulla, Fremantle, they've put, they're all in the process of putting petitions to the council. But as I said, all the council CEOs and managers have been on their junket and appropriately indoctrinated as far as we can see. So it's a big battle to educate people, yeah.
And if people wanted to find out more about what you and your group are doing, how would they do that?
We have a Facebook page. Nuclear Free WA has a website. Conservation Council WA has a website. Just if you look up Stop AUKUS WA Facebook, it can be found, yeah. Try and educate people, yeah. And you know, one of the we got one councillor here who's in Stop AUKUS, and she had a big article in the local newspaper the other day. So it is a slow business. We're going as fast as we can manage, but you know, all the help we can get, at least, you know, moral support from the east is most welcome. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking to me, and we'll keep updated.